Good morning. It's 8:41 a.m. It's a Tuesday. Yes, it is. It's Tuesday. December the 18th, 2018. Temps in the middle 30s. Sun is out. It's a beautiful morning. It is gorgeous out here. Guy stopping in the middle of the road, turning around. I've already done my first hour of riding this morning. I'm going to try. We'll see how it works out. I'm going to try the Eat the Frog, which works so well in NaNoWriMo, but the degree to which I needed to commit to make 100,000 words in 20 days was beyond what I think I can maintain over a longer period of time. The Dizzy Dragons are working on kind of a mutual support pack for 2019, where we'll do a couple of sprints in the morning. People can go off to work, do whatever they need to do. And if we only do that, if we only do 1,000 words a day, every day for 2019, that's 365,000 words. And I haven't quite made my 1,000 word nut for the day, but we're just getting this thing started. I'm trying to get my head in the game. I'm trying to get my schedule renormalized. For a long time, I had a really normal schedule. I had a schedule that I stuck to for weeks at a time. And I need to reestablish that. Well, one of the things I need to do is go back and see what my year looked like. Because just glancing at the calendar right now, in spite of the fact that I published 3 books this year, my overall mood is a lot closer to red than it is to green. I'm hiking right along here this morning. I'm trying to get back before 9 o'clock. It's going to be close. I do have the metronome going. What's that smoke smell again? When I came out of the house, there's a noisy truck. There was a smoky. And right now all I've got is exhaust from that truck, but there was a smoky smell, wood smoke. Or something, some kind of smoke. I'm picking up a lot of exhaust from these cars right at the moment, but there's also a smoky smell. Wow. I'm working up a bit of heat here. It's only in the mid-30s, and I am not, I'm not dressed particularly particularly warmly. I'm going to stop here. See if these geese have anything to say. It's about 20 geese renegotiating their V, apparently. So here we are. Look at this. Today's Tuesday. I have to remember to put the milk order out. I have a list of things I need to do today. I've already got writing checked off. I'm probably going to try to put in a couple of more sprints this morning. Maybe a couple more this afternoon. Trying to recapture the feeling of NaNoWriMo, the idea that I have stories to tell and a limited amount of time to tell them, which sounds pretty morbid, but at my age, my time limit, my shelf life is pretty close to expiration. And I can't remember something I think about this. Weird things I think about. That my career as a student, as a formal enrolled student, spanned 47 years, almost half a century. I started school in 1957, about a month and a half before my fifth birthday. I got my doctorate in May of 2004. It would have been a half a century if I'd stayed in school until 2007. Lots of geese moving this morning, I'm not quite sure. What the impetus is for this. It's a very loose skein, it's almost silent moving off here, just over my shoulder. I'm standing still because there's a huge, well, huge, it's like 50 geese. Another flight of about 20. A very goosey morning, and I shouldn't be stopping. I should keep on walking. was reading up on the aerobic benefit of walking the other day. Down one of those internet rabbit holes where you go to look up one thing and then you find something else to look at, and there's something else to look at, and then there's the video of the cartoon characters jumping out of the van, running around the back of the van, kicking the crap out of the guy, pulling him out of his car, kicking the crap out of him, and then dancing back into the van and driving off. And the next thing you know, you've lost the morning, the weekend. That's 11:30 at night and you're going, what the? Did I have dinner? Oh, get ready, sit with me. Monk post. Yeah, so barehanded slap. I took off my gloves. So I was reading about the aerobic benefit, and the point it made was that right, walking at the same pace all the time, your body gets used to it, and so it doesn't continue to maintain the level of aerobic value. Which I thought was interesting. I don't know. Supposedly the science isn't on that is good, but the reality is that if my choices make it complicated, so I'm less likely to do it, or do it in a way that doesn't actually maximize the value, but still gives me, well, it still gives me a lot of really good value, even if it's not maximum. I guess it's sort of like playing Skyrim. I'm playing modded Skyrim. Just, I'm not playing the vanilla game. The vanilla game is, actually I probably should go back and start playing the vanilla game again, now that I have some idea of what's going on. Two cars. Double the exhaust. But I haven't been able to get any achievements because I'm playing modern Minecraft, which is, well, it's cheating. Not to put too fine a point on it. But I'm a lot better player now. I know where things are and how to move around and where to go, and if I go back and play vanilla Minecraft, that too, but vanilla Skyrim for a while, I could maybe get some of these achievements. I'm going to be a lot weaker. That's the downside. Because I play with mods, I have more things I can wear that give me improved capabilities. So I have daggers that do 1,000 points of damage. I have a bow that when I wear all of my archery equipment and poison the bow and fortify marksman potions, I can one-shot a dragon if I'm sneaking. I don't know how many points of health dragons have, but it's a lot. But a legendary bow. Gives me 3 times the damage when I'm sneaking. I have a potion that gives me 2 times the damage. I have another potion that takes away 540 points of poison damage. And so you multiply all of that by 3, and that bow is hitting it. Oh, jeez. 8,000. So as long as I can get one bow shot off, I can kill pretty much anything in the game. Which feels at this point a little bit cheaty. But I'm really spoiled by one of the mods that I use is an improved map mod. So the map I have actually shows roads. So when I'm trying to get from one place to another, I can actually look up what road takes me closest to it. So I'm not bushwhacking across country all the time. Where did that smoke has come from over there? What are they doing? There's a tractor hauling something. It's kicking up a lot of dust, so maybe what I'm smelling is dust. It's a tractor hauling a trailer with some sort of spreader on the back. Over across the way where they're developing more retail, hotel, whatever space. Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn. Yes, I just quoted Pitbull. I don't smell it anymore. So every once in a while, I've sort of withdrawn from multiplayer games, which is usually what I withdraw to is Minecraft. But even Minecraft, I play modded Minecraft all the time anyway. And when you're playing modded, it's so much better to have a server. Because then things run while you're not logged in. Wow, Postman is out early this morning. I don't usually see a mail truck this early in the day. He goes. He's checking an address, apparently. And here I am, speaking of addresses. Coming up on my back gate. And tomorrow is another day. With more geese. And with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.